From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. United States and Cuba restored full diplomatic relations just after 12 a.m. Monday, after more than five decades of hostility. A few hours later in the pre-dawn quiet, the red, white, and blue Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department, alongside the flags of the other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba each now have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. The historic diplomatic shift comes 54 years after a diplomatic break that happened during U.S. President John F. Kennedy's administration. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is on a tour of the Middle East as part of efforts to ease fears about the nuclear deal.
Israel is the bedrock of American strategy in the Middle East. And yes, the region is complicated and troubled, but we know what our interests are. And a principle among them for the United States is our friendship and alliance with Israel.
Carter began the trip in Israel Sunday and will travel to Saudi Arabia, Iran's main regional rival, as well as Jordan. On Tuesday, Carter will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called the deal a historic mistake. Carter said he does not expect to change Israeli officials' minds about the deal, but said the two countries could agree to disagree. Banks in cash-strapped Greece opened Monday for the first time in 3 weeks. Bank customers will be allowed to make a single withdrawal of $455 a week instead of just $65 in daily withdrawals. However, restrictions on cash transfers abroad will remain in place. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in Turkey's southeastern city of Suruk has killed at least 28 people and left nearly 100 others injured. No one has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack, although Turkish officials say they have strong reasons to believe it was perpetrated by Islamic State militants. The ministry called for people to remain calm in the face of the attack that it said targeted the country's unity. Authorities in southeastern Afghanistan say NATO attack helicopters bombed a security outpost early Monday, killing at least seven Afghan soldiers, wounding five others. Ayaz Gul has details from VOA South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
The deadly airstrike occurred in restive Logar province, where Taliban insurgents frequently launch attacks against Afghan national security forces. Afghanistan's defense ministry says coalition helicopters were flying over an area where clashes between security forces and Taliban militants were underway. It says insurgents fired toward the aircraft, prompting a response that destroyed one security outpost. Afghan National Army Area Commander General Abdul Razak acknowledged the attack in the Baraki Barak district, 50 kilometers east of Kabul, appeared to have been carried out mistakenly. He told VOA an investigation is underway to determine what went wrong. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. President Barack Obama has met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House to discuss the threat posed by Boko Haram militants and other issues. Mr. Obama called Nigeria one of the most important countries in the world and said its recent election and peaceful transition to a new government is an affirmation of Nigeria's commitment to democracy. He added he is very concerned by Boko Haram attacks and he believes President Buhari has a clear agenda about defeating the group and rooting out corruption that has held Nigeria's economic prosperity back. Mr. Obama said he looks forward to discussing how the United States and Nigeria can cooperate on counterterrorism issues. A special court in Senegal began a long-awaited trial Monday against former Chadian ruler Hassan Sahabre on the charges of torture, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The 72-year-old Mr. Habre and his lawyers have dismissed the court as lacking due process and said they would not take part in the trial, but he was present Monday after authorities forced him to appear. The court, established under an agreement with the African Union, is due to hear from 100 witnesses during the trial that is expected to last several months. Rights groups and a Chad Truth Commission accuse Mr. Habre of being responsible for more than 40,000 political killings. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.